Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapels underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the first chapter. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a trustworthy saying. That means everyone ought to know it by heart. That means everybody ought to keep it in their mind, ought to repeat it to themselves frequently. And there is so much of the Christian faith in the heart of this saying. The first thing is that Christ Jesus came into the world. This is the incarnation, that he who was eternally with the Father did not consider that equality with God something to be grasped, held on to, clung to with all his might. But he descended into our flesh. He came, born of the Virgin Mary. He humbled himself. As we'll sing in a moment, he did not spurn the Virgin's womb. He humbled himself and entered into our flesh. He did not have to take up our cause, but he did. And this we praise him for. This, as St. John says, is what everyone must hold and confess, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come in the flesh. The second thing it says is that he came into the world concerning sinners. It's one thing to enter into his creation. He made it. He's obviously not against it. But to come into a creation that was hostile to him, a creation that had turned on him, that had turned its back on him, that hated him, that thought he was a liar, and thought that the devil with his tricks was the more trustworthy speaker in the garden. This is the theme for Lutheran schools this year, and also for the youth gathering from Hebrews. How Christ Jesus endured sinners and the hostility that they had for him. Paul mentions this briefly when he uses this phrase, that Christ Jesus displayed his perfect patience with Paul. Perfect, enduring, not giving up patience. What kind of patience was this? It was a patience that was long-suffering, a great English word that expresses just what our Lord does. Not just that he puts up with it, not just that he waits for a while, that he taps his toes, but that he enters into our flesh so that he may actually suffer, so that he may actually feel pain and rejection and all of this, which God, you would think, would never stoop to. And yet in Christ Jesus, this is what happens, even to the point of death for us. That, of course, is the central thought in this trustworthy and acceptable statement, and the reason that it has to be called out as such, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That, as Paul's compatriot St. Peter said, God would justify the ungodly. That's hard to believe. That is very challenging to believe when you become aware of your own sins. Like Paul did. Like Paul, whose story is recorded in Acts, how he was there approvingly holding the coats while everyone else was stoning Stephen. while he watched Stephen pray for Paul's forgiveness? And what do you think Paul was saying in his mind at that moment? What kind of mockery was he heaping on godly Stephen as he was breathing his last and bleeding out under the stones? And now he finds out that he had persecuted Christ by that. His Lord. And yet this is the Paul who himself experienced the grace of God, the undeserved kindness that would take him, a sinner, a rebel, a rejected person, and absolve him, forgive him, even choose him for such a service as he gave as apostle. This is the grace of God. This is the trustworthy and acceptable saying that Christ Jesus came into this world to save, yes, sinners. Now, how far does the trustworthy saying go? Does it go on to the next part? Of whom I am the chief or the foremost? Now, Paul is saying, first of all, that he's the worst. He is the one who I just said was a persecutor of God, who had to be called out specifically by Jesus on the road in a dramatic way, blinded for a few days, sent embarrassingly to go to a guy who didn't really want to help him if the Lord hadn't insisted on it. Paul, who was most wise and shows the way that sin corrupts us. It doesn't destroy us, make us dumb immediately. Instead, it takes our best human abilities and twists them violently so they become used for the opposite. Paul, this genius, this rabbi among rabbis, this Pharisee among Pharisees, persecuting his Lord. Found to be opposing God, as his teacher said. But it also is Paul recognizing in humble repentance the sins that you and I don't know, that we don't have the story for. Everything that lies in his heart, every thorn that he rebelled against, every challenge. And this, in fact, is something that we may emulate in Paul. The conscience alone knows how deep the sin runs. In fact, the conscience that knows more than anyone else, that knows not just the deeds and the words that are out there, but also the thoughts and the emotions that run in us. The conscience has to be taught by the Word of God to see how deep sin runs. Thanks be to God, it is also of his perfect patience that he does not just let it all out and show us all of our sin, all of our deep corruption right away. He usually shows this over a whole lifetime of repentance and considering his word. It is too much to bear how even our secret sins condemn us. And yet this also is what the Lord has come to rescue and to save. We then should take comfort from Paul's example, from all of Peter's examples with him, because they are object and recipients of God's mercy. We see in them how God justifies the ungodly by Christ's saving work. And we are to see that he does that for us also. It's a surprising contrast, isn't it, to his status as king of all, as immortal, as the only holy and wise one. And yet, this contrast is not contrary to who he is. In Christ Jesus coming to save sinners, we see and learn the very heart of God is steadfast love, is mercy, long-suffering, and loving-kindness. This, then, is why Paul puts this before us as a trustworthy saying, worthy of being repeated, right together with a glorious doxology of praise as we're about to sing again. It is the glory of our God to save sinners, even like me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.